Or no tax.
Job of pulling it together and getting the message out. So we start in Baghdad. U.S. and Iraqi forces killed two, count them, two nasty al-Qaeda figures in a country where they've started to have more civilian casualties recently. There's been a little bit of chaos after the March 7th elections and also ahead of more of a U.S. troop drawdown. All of a sudden, Al-Qaeda is there. They're out and they're wreaking havoc. So the Iraqi prime minister, who I thought was such a weakling, Nouri al-Maliki, actually helped out in this sense and is showing that the Iraqi forces who were trained by the Americans, how many years? Over 8 years. They pulled it together and they were able to nail a safe house near Saddam Hussein's home of Tikrit, and it was a joint op with the U.S., and this is a massive, deadly blow to insurgency efforts, and it is a good sign to me, and why I start with it here, is for all of the efforts that sometimes go unnoticed by the men and the women who again and again were deployed. It's showing that something really good is starting to come together in Iraq, at least with this Iraqi security forces, because they're getting stronger. They were a huge part of what happened. And two really bad guys got knocked off. Two that were shown at a press conference in all their glory, just photographs of bloody corpses, and their deaths are definitely confirmed. One of them is al-Baghdadi, and the other one is al-Masuri, and both of them nasty in their own way. Al-Masuri is one of the guys who you might remember, you might have seen his name. I probably have said it on America Tonight, but he was known for a couple of things, including the fact that he was caught on camera on video on purpose, where he was beheading Berg. Remember that? And the uproar over Americans, several Americans who found themselves in that situation. Well, he personally beheaded the American Nicholas Berg. And so this is a good thing. He kept pretty low profile, but he was nasty. I mean, he was a guy who wanted to see massive bloodshed, no doubt about it. Both were evil, and they are definitely at the top of the al-Qaeda network. So this is good. This is a big blow to some very bad people. And more importantly, I think that this shows that all the efforts that have gone in over the past 8-plus years in training again and again, bringing American experts over these forces, these troops, these Iraqi troops, I think this shows that it's working, that they're, you know, they were riddled with corruption. There was all kinds of problems. Something is starting to definitely emerge. So this joint op was great. And it's a big blow to the efforts of Al-Qaeda. And so there should be a lot of excitement about it, period. What, no matter how you look at what happened in Iraq. Because to me, it's always about the troops. They're always, I shouldn't say always, they're the guys and women who aren't recognized, but not enough. And it's always been my contention that when you have that much bloodshed, when you have that much of an investment, and more about the toll, the physical toll, and then also the financial toll, I mean, let's see some results. Let's see more than purple thumbs. Let's see people really getting the feel for democracy and seeing all of it put into play. So there's an example. Let's hope we see more of it, but this is a good one. I mean, I think it merits the daily salute, some serious applause for what happened in Iraq, because it's probably being a little bit underreported, maybe not, but it's a very, very big, big deal. Now, the other thing that I talked about is the handgun. I just alluded to it, but there was some handguns and even rifles were brought to a park, because remember, that was part of the law that was signed by the president that allows guns in national parks. And a lot of people have made jokes about it and all that kind of stuff. Well, some organizers decided they were going to have this calm, peaceful show of what can happen when you pull people together that you don't classify as nuts or militia or crazy or volatile or whatever. And they had the first armed rally in a national park since that law was passed, and they did it in Virginia, in Alexandria, Virginia, which is really Washington, a stone's throw away. And the message was just pretty clear. The message was about the Constitution and don't tread on me, don't tread on our rights. So you had hundreds of people that were part of this, up to maybe 1,000, I think, to this rally. And there was actually a separate rally in Washington. The District of Columbia has pretty strict gun laws. So generally, it's illegal to carry a handgun. The people that went to that rally were unarmed, but they were there. And the theme was restore the Constitution. In Virginia, that was what they were talking about, and that we can exercise our rights. And then they pointed over to Washington to make a specific point to say over there the Constitution is being violated, that we can't bear arms. So there were all kinds of speakers, including a former Minuteman leader who is starting to gain some notoriety. And he's saying that this should be a wake-up call to many people, that they shouldn't feel, that they should, you know, feel threatened by the federal government expanding in everything that inch by inch what they're starting to acquire, and that we don't want the loss of, you know, liberty. And we don't want people coming to our doors to kill us. I mean, this is why, and people give me abuse for this, but this is why I back the whole gun thing, because I think if there are good checks and balances, people should have the right to have weapons. And if you take it all away anyway, I'm convinced that the black market would just swell. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
The pants. Depending on the poll, it's all the same. 78% of us don't trust big government, gee, you think. And the downhill slide really started back with the bailouts, and especially the three dreaded letters, AIG. So now there is this push. Healthcare is out of the way. Let's focus on financial reform. The Senate is saying, some of the senators are saying they're close. But the Republicans say, screw you, we're going to filibuster. You're not close. And a lot of people think it's just a bunch of hot air by the Republicans anyway, that they're using this just to grandstand. And I think the financial reform bill, the way it's loaded, isn't good anyway. It's a codicil of nothing. It's, you know, basically you could shred it and throw it up in the air like confetti. Because ultimately, what is it going to do? Let's put it this way. You really will see a Tea Party revolt if we continue to bail out big companies. Oh, yeah. Then thousands will march. I'm getting my tri-corner hat out. I'm ready. There's just no way that's going to fly. And this, to me, this is more about appeasing and healing wounds. Or sticking up for Wall Street. And the timing is a little fishy with Goldman Sachs. Interesting, because now Goldman Sachs is in the thick of it with the pressure to prosecute for a couple of things they did. But what people don't understand is you gotta bet that they've got some incredible lawyers, and there are loopholes galore when it comes to Goldman. And I think the worst thing that could happen to them is the customers leaving. If the customers turn on Goldman Sachs and leave, that's what'll bite them. I don't know that they're going to be able to take anyone down, and that's ultimately what should happen. Because it's criminal what was perpetrated on all of us when the bailouts started. And then the gall of the whole thing, once it goes down, to throw back in our face the fact that so many got bonuses. And on top of that, that the money was not tracked. So, in other words, imagine if you could go to the bank. Ooh, they approved the loan. Ooh, they're giving me the loan. They don't have any at all plans on when I have to pay it back, what's required of me. Just here's the money. And that's what happened. It's like they lined up and they were given the keys to the Brinks truck and drove away with it. Off into the sunset. Ridiculous. So, Mitch McConnell, the senator from Kentucky on the GOP side, is squealing the loudest about how lousy this all is. His take.
Well, Robert Reich, who was Bill Clinton's Secretary of Labor, says it's a bailout fund. I mean, regardless of how the money is produced, it is a bailout fund that sort of guarantees in perpetuity that we'll be intervening once again to bail out these big firms. The president's own Secretary of the Treasury, toward the end of the week, confirmed that they'd rather not have it in there. I think we're all in agreement that the bill that I was referring to, except maybe the president hadn't talked to his own Secretary of the Treasury, has a bailout fund in it. Well, there's some other problems with the bill. What we ought to do is get back to the table and have a bipartisan bill, which is what we don't have at the moment, because the bill that everybody's referring to, the only one we have at the moment, came out of the committee on a straight party line vote. I think we need to get back to the table and get it fixed. Look, I don't know anybody in the Senate who thinks we ought not to pass a bill. The question is, what's it going to look like? We want to make sure that we don't set up a system whereby we empower the government to continue to do what it's been doing, running banks, insurance companies, car companies. We've now seen them nationalize the student loan business, which will cost 31,000 jobs. The American people are saying we don't want another bailout, but they also don't want a kind of perpetual government massive interventions across the board running private businesses.
All right, I have to agree with the last statement, especially. Personally, me, stay out of our chili, because you're not doing it well on your end. Forget it, we don't need your fingers in the pie, because you haven't helped so far to this point prove us wrong. But I'm about small government, less government intervention, based on everything in my short life that I've seen. I'm going to say bravo to Senator John Kyle and John McCain. Of course, this is a layup for them. They're stuck in a state that's not getting the support it needs. They called for National Guard troops to be deployed along Arizona's border with Mexico. Why the request for 3,000 legs and arms to be there patrolling? Well, the problem is there's not enough border patrol agents, especially for Arizona. The fences that were supposed to be built were stopped midstream and haven't really been put up. And aerial surveillance is minuscule. So lots of people are crossing and creating havoc with gangs and everything else and drugs. So the Arizona senators, both Republicans, say they want to introduce this federal bill, this legislation, to implement part of a plan. Now, it was the governor there, Jan Brewer, who requested over a year ago that the president deploy the National Guard, seeing that things were really starting to fall apart in certain areas. That didn't happen. Now, this proposal follows the death, sadly, of a rancher who didn't need to die, who was actually a good Samaritan and felt badly and was trying to help people, help the illegals. Rob Krentz, his name was. And they believe that he was fatally shot by an illegal immigrant, possibly connected to a drug smuggling cartel, because that's what they're seeing. And some of the people, like I said, that came across and ended up on his land or were half dead, he helped them. So what a sad end for this rancher to go down that way. But it proves the point that it's getting damn dangerous. and something has to be done. They have to, they being the government, I mean, this is the chaos they created, they have to step in and do something. And what both senators say is you need to expand a program that charges illegals with low-level crimes and makes them spend time in jail instead of immediately being deported, because what happens? They get deported, and then they come back again. So this is how you could reduce it. This would help anyway. Throw them in prison. And then, fine, whatever, send them back after that. Make them do hard time, really hard time. Arizona gets the biggest, one of the biggest blows, I think, ever. They get hammered because of so much desert, so much land that they have, that there are a lot of areas to cross into. That's the problem. And there are other border states, Texas, New Mexico, they all have their own problems. But if you remember in 2006, it was Bush who deployed the National Guard along the border for a two-year time for building the fences and doing the surveillance and performing other things, you know, administrative things they had to do and recruit some new agents. And that sort of withered on the vine, so now they need to pick this up again. What's interesting in Arizona, all of this is coming down after the lawmakers there in the state came up with this immigration bill that we've talked about a lot, where you've got cops who have to enforce or being asked to enforce their own little crackdown on immigration. So they can, if they think somebody's in the country illegally, they can pull them over and ask, you know, question them about their immigration status if there's reason to suspect they're in the country illegally. Some of the police didn't like it, some of them did, but regardless, as long as the governor signs it into law, it's going to happen. Also, already on the books in Arizona, it's illegal to hire illegals for a day labor or even transport them. Let me tell you, I've seen this all over Texas in the building industry. I've seen it down the street from me. And that's exactly what happens. You'll have illegals lined up at the 7-Eleven or lined up at a particular area, and home builders and other people sweep through, pick them up, take them to jobs, and then they've got whatever job they're working on for however long. They're getting paid for it. But not so in Arizona. They're really trying to crack down on it. The ACLU is furious. They want to take in the court on everything, including this latest bill saying it's unconstitutional, that it's ridiculous, and there's no way the cops can enforce this. What do you say, America? Hey, if the feds aren't going to help you, take matters in your own hands. 800-259, they screwed it up, 5791.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your email on the air. You just got to send it to me, americantonight.net. Got a bunch of emails that we're going to jump to, especially in light of my comments. It's funny, I didn't think I struck any kind of a chord with this about watching Spartacus. But apparently some of you have had the same experience. So we're going to get to the mailbag in just a second. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on anything that we're talking about, 800-259-5791. I was mentioning Arizona, and they're going to get legal challenges right and left, but bravo for taking no prisoners. Call them the Old West or whatever you want to call them. But, you know, when you have people, when you're the mayor of an area, and you see over and over again that a certain element is coming over, which is happening in these areas, and they're pumping drugs in. Now you have this rancher gunned down. You're seeing gang activity. You know, this isn't like, ooh, it's so sad. The women that are coming across who have no jobs and they're just trying to work in the fields. I mean, you're talking about maybe there's some of those women. Maybe there's some of those guys. But there's a really bad element that is starting to take over, and they're seeing it in Arizona. And the elected people there are digging their heels in and trying to fight it. And they know, because their phone lines blow up with people who are furious about things that have happened. The rape trees, the half-dead people. There are so many people that come across illegally who are victims of coyotes just charging them crazy amounts of money to get over, and they don't care, stuffed into trucks, whatever, that some of them end up dead, and they just leave them for dead. Just, hey, they paid me my money, just leave them in the desert. And then they're taken to a morgue, and nobody knows who they are. And the morgue, at one point, at so many of the places in Arizona, some of these towns, so filled up, that they had to put people in cooler trucks. They had to put them in trucks because they had nowhere to store the bodies. I mean, this is sad, brutal stuff, but this is real life, and this is really what's happening at the border. So you have this fence, and remember all the discussion about the fence? That was like 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, and the protests and all of that. It was in the spring, and it goes nowhere. There's no legislation. This was at the tail end of the Bush years. There's conversation about it. There's this thing that's thrown up in the air as amnesty. Oh, pay $10,000, get amnesty, whatever. None of it. Nothing is enacted. Nothing is tackled. Fast forward years later, still the same problem. It's not going away. There is no magic wand to wave along the border that's going to chase everyone back. And it's serious, serious rough stuff. Bad crimes. You see what's happened in Juarez, which is us literally a half a mile away from El Paso. You can swim there and it's nothing to go down the little gully or walk over the Zaragoza Bridge or go through the hills. There's plenty of crossing points from Juarez to El Paso, and it's like a shooting gallery. And that's Texas, and we're seeing horrible things happen in Arizona. So the ACLU can challenge, and they will challenge. And there will be some chaos. And I think that what's happening is the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund is saying, listen, this is crap. We're going to challenge this if this legislation becomes a law. And the reason we're going to challenge it is on a couple of different levels that include, what do you think is going to happen when you have suspicion among neighbors, friends, and relatives about who might be in the country illegally? How many people are going to call up and squeal on somebody because the bill is too vague that it encourages investigation and arrests of people who have done nothing wrong, but because of their racial profile is why they're getting nailed? It's like when we talk about the TSA. You have to call it something else. But there's going to be racial profiling. And it'll go under the guise of some other thing. Betty in Kentucky, you have the floor. Hey, Betty.
Yes. I just thought of one solution to the illegal immigrant problem.
Sure.
We need to somehow get on their ballot for in their next election. For them to vote whether they want to become the 51st state of the United States.
Uh-huh.
And if they do, then we'll just take them all in and, you know, make the best of it. Another point I'd like to mention is I was talking with one of the guys I work with, and he said you can't get a hold of any ammunition anymore at Walmart. He says as soon as Walmart gets ammo in, that people are buying it up and they're stockpiling it. Now, I don't know why. I mean, I don't have any ammo, but I guess people that do that have guns and you know, go hunting or game or whatever, they want to make sure they have enough to last their lifetime. So for some reason, they're stocking it up. Why?
Yeah, Betty, thanks for the call. You know, it's interesting, to your point, it was very funny what you said about Mexico, and you know, there's the gall of what happens in the reverse at Mexico, where they're so worried. They're worried about immigration. They're worried about immigration because they know so much of their economy comes from dollars being sent back into the country. So, boy, they certainly don't want that in Mexico. Keep them in your country illegally. It's no problem. And there's been a run on ammunition for a long time, for at least the last couple of years. And like 9mm stuff is hard to find. I mean, I know this because I've gone out for ammunition. I did a little test, and we went a couple different places. And it's funny, Walmart was one of the places we went. And they told me at the Walmart in Dallas, one of them, they have several, that the day it comes in, if you're there right away, you'll get it. If not, poof, it's out. I mean, it's just gone. And the reason for that, Betty, is because people are afraid their guns are going to be taken away and the ammunition. And so, yes, people are stockpiling ammunition in many cases. And then there is the people that are just looking for ammo and they can't find it because it's all gone. So they're turning to a different weapon and different kind of ammunition. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, baby. I was in the Walmart in Norwalk, Connecticut today. They had a limit on six boxes that you of any particular AM. But they had about 20 boxes of 9mm, actually more than that. So at least I think in the Northeast, some people are calming down, even though we're much more restrictive up here. They had plenty of ammo, and since I've got tons, I didn't buy any more.
You're stocked up. You're good.
I had a friend who moved. That's all I'm going to say. And he couldn't afford to ship what he had. And anybody that knows me, I have some coworkers. Hey, I heard you on the radio. You dope. I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, anyway, so it depends on where you are and how you know what their policies are. But there were some on the shelves in Norwalk, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't call. I tried to call last week, but it's so many really good topics. I just wanted to thank all of the Tea Party and the Second Amendment protesters and everybody else for keeping peaceful. I know you would do it anyway, and not letting these crashers try to brand you as racist and gun nuts and everything else. It was just really great to see people standing up. And I think CNN actually did a fair. I was watching Cooper and some other guy who was. Interviewing a woman in Austin, Texas with the bookstore about the FEMA camps and the so-called conspiracy theories. But, Kate, it's not a conspiracy when all the stuff is the ducks are lining up and people are concerned about where we're going,
sure,
and whether they're going to stage another terrorist attack, as Alex Jones has said, a possible atomic attack, which you might as well forget it. If that happens, the world's coming to an end. So, but it was nice to see them peaceful and just, you know, the militias, we're all part of a militia. It's not a dirty word. It's just great to see these people. There's nothing wrong with a law-abiding citizen having a gun, even if it's open carry. I know over here in New York some people don't understand it, or in some other states, but it's nothing wrong with it. And that's what we have to say. I know I've been on your show for years, and you've always given me time to talk. I only want people to be safe and to be able to defend themselves and not have to defend themselves in a courtroom with a prosecutor trying to take everything that they have because they defended themselves, whether they beat somebody to death or, heaven forbid, shot them. That's all it's ever been about. It's never been about, you know, you had callers accuse me of being this and that, and, you know, but I appreciate it all the time. And one last thing, another minute on Mexico. I read, someone gave me an article of this magazine called The Week, which they sent it to me because I subscribe to other magazines, so I'm on a mailing list. I don't like the liberal, I wouldn't say liberal, but the leftist stint of this article, of the whole paper, but that and what I read in New York Times about immigrants coming across the border at Fort Hancock, did you see that over the weekend?
Yes, yes.
Because of the crime that is so, it's infestating the border. What I wanted to say to President Obama is, Mr. President, you're all worried about possible domestic terrorism, which is not going to happen. You're going to, if anything, your people will instigate it. We have a crisis on that border. And it's some of the drug dealers are coming in with the so-called refugees from these families. We have
right.
a crisis on the Mexican border, and one of the article writers in Mexico. Hey, listen to this, America, especially you down in Texas. In Mexico, said they want to join NATO and have NATO troops patrolling that border because we're responsible. They claim, you know, since we're consuming all the drugs, and listen to this, they said that our police is corrupt because we're going after. We're not going after the drug traffickers. We're going after the violence. So they made a distinction between violence, drug violence, and they're saying that the trafficking and our police are so corrupt up here in America that in cahoots with the banks, they're turning a blind eye. So talk about a crisis, Kate. You should have seen this column. I'll try to find it and I'll call you with it tomorrow. They're blaming us for everything.
All right, I know it's ridiculous, and I've heard that. And there was a good article about in the New York Times, especially about Fort Hancock and what's happening there. It is, like I was describing earlier, very, very bad along the border, and it's just getting worse. I wonder why they're calling for National Guard. Stay with us.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
And how serious it's gotten. I've mentioned this too many times to count. My own experience is out with the Border Patrol and what it's like in El Paso and Juarez now especially. But there's so many Spartan areas, miles and miles to come across, and in Arizona, that's really, really hurt them with the illegals that are specifically smuggling drugs coming in. And now this poor rancher that was gunned down, a guy who actually was helping so many. And what does he get for his troubles? He gets killed. That's what he gets. And you know, shame on the government for letting this continue to unfold the way it is. With indecision and people mired in their own politics so they don't really take a stand. What would be so refreshing, and I think was it's what Obama was campaigning on, remember the whole change you can believe in thing, would be really to have a politician like that. And maybe those days are gone, and that's the problem with the Republicans and the Democrats, because you have to curry favor. You have to get the people behind you, you have to get the monies, you have to be electable. And that's one thing I do like about Scott Brown so far, because I think he's going where he, I believe so far anyway, he's unbounded, meaning he may have some Republican principles, certainly, and he's gotten elected on those. But I think if he doesn't agree with the GOP about something, he's not going to just play along with the gang. At least I believe that, and that's what we're seeing so far. He is only 75 days or so into it, or 76 days into it, so let's see where that takes him. But you need more politicians that are really paying attention to the issues, that are delving into it as far as they can, and saying what they really truly think, not based on playing for the next election. Not based on that, because the people around them are always going to do that. They want to get them elected. That's what the people around them do. That's what the aides do, how to make them look better, how to keep them on message, what will make them get into a bigger committee position, that kind of stuff. And, I mean, that's politics. You're going to always have some of that. But wouldn't it be nice to have a lot of that cut down? And that's the problem with immigration. Okay, let's go to Jeremy, who's listening to us in the great state of Alaska. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, Kate.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I heard you last night, too, and I appreciate it. And I meant what I said. And thanks for passing that along.
All right, man. Thanks.
But, yeah, I wanted to come in on what the last caller said a little bit on, I mean, most people know by now that have been paying any kind of attention to get your ammo loading equipment and save your brass and not be throwing those kind of things away. And even if you're broker than hell, kind of like I am, you know, store up on a few hundred cans of peeled tomatoes and beans and rice and, you know, do what you can. I mean, I could care less what Walmart has right now because I got what I need. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got it. You got your ammo.
And well, not only that, but, you know, just some sustainability. Not that I'm worried that the world's going to fall off the end of the cliff tomorrow, but just in case it does, you know.
Right.
But anyway, I wanted to say on that border situation, I can understand why we're still over in Iraq when it's obvious bloodshed's going on daily basis on the borders, ranchers being killed and stuff. I mean, how are we supposed to protect everyone else's borders and we can't even protect our own? I know that's an old argument, but, I mean, why not abolish the Border Patrol and put the Minutemen, volunteer Minutemen. See, I just saved the country billions of dollars a year right there. And I, you know, just fire the Border Patrol and say, hey, go on your unemployment and volunteer, be a militiaman or a Minuteman or something. You know, Obama wants to talk about all this civil volunteer, you know, this and that stuff, but
sure.
What about abolishing a lot of the police force or like the volunteer firemen I've met care about what they do and they do a better job. I'd rather have them over a paid, you know, a precinct, be honest with you, that's funded by taxpayer dollars because volunteers care about their community, you know, and it's not like Obama's forced people or whatever to go into these types of youth camps or whatever. It's just about volunteering for your community and caring for what you do. Anyway,
Well said, Jeremy. I appreciate you calling us.
Thank you, ma'am.
Stay safe up there in Alaska. All right, a little bit about what Jeremy was mentioning. Well, you know, there's no way. The Minutemen, what they were doing and helping the Border Patrol agents, they appreciated the help that they got, but it was dicey because they were afraid that something would happen, they being the government, and that turned out to put the Minutemen under fire. He does have a point, though, Jeremy's saying that, you know, if we have to all line up You know, it's like I said to somebody. Imagine, and I know I'm going out on the crazy limb, but I'm going to do it for a second. Imagine if we were suddenly under siege. I mean, suddenly under siege at all of our borders. We were under siege. Would you grab a weapon and would you do what you can to defend America? Well, the answer for me is, of course I would. I'd be the first one down there. I'd be there with whoever, whether I'm a terrible shot or not, or I'm a good spotter or whatever. If I had to do it, I would absolutely do it to defend our freedoms, to defend our great nation. We haven't had to really do that. I think what happens is people get lulled, and well, we know this, they get lulled into distraction or a false sense of security or whatever it is. And it's not secure on the borders, but this is an old argument. I mean, Jeremy's right. We've heard that before. And the one point he makes is, what kind of sacrifices are we making around the world, but what's happening in our own backyard, right there in our backyards over the fence? Well, I'll tell you, you start to get overrun even more. You think of the drugs coming in, the meth, especially the meth and what that's doing to our country. Meth is so destructive. Talk to any lawyers, talk to any jailers, talk to anyone in law enforcement, and there are some awful stories out there because of the drugs that are coming in and the gangs. Quickly, John in Kentucky, we're up against it, but let's go to John. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just was listening to the fence talk and stuff, and I remember back when the Republicans was trying to narrow down who they wanted to vote for president and have run for president. And
right.
There was a guy from California, I can't think of his name for nothing, but he said that there was actually funding for a border fence and not one linear foot of that fence had been put up yet. And that was kind of his deal. It was, you know, hey, vote for me and I'll make sure the fence gets put up. So I just want to throw it out there. Maybe the funding is there, just nobody's putting it up. I mean, that's what he said. I would like to think he wouldn't be lying to the national media and whoever was listening, if he's, you know, that was his step to try to become president.
Right. You know, I remember that too. And because everybody was coming out to say what their section would be, whether it was Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, California, and where the money was coming from and the votes for that. Because, you know, there's 700 miles of fence that hasn't been put up, basically.
Yeah.
And there's excuses that, oh, well, you know, the people could burrow underneath it, so we're reexamining what we're doing and whatever. But you're right. The crazy thing is, it's like the fence deal was put on mothballs, and it was such a hot topic. And actually, there were a lot of people, John, that ran on that in different areas saying, hey, we're going to keep everybody safe. We're going to build the wall. Whatever we have to use, we're going to try to do that. And we're going to add other things to it, more aerial protection and ways to be able to catch people who are trying to come across as they start to gather wind of what's going on. And yet here we sit, Arizona uncovered for the most part, Texas uncovered for the most part, and Border Patrol agents cut back and stretched so thin. Something to think about, America.